Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are going to be learning about the chelek of Nashim in Torah, and it'll be Le'ili Nishmas and Isha, Esther Bas Rav Shmuel. And we should be Zelchem Yitzhak Hashem, Lilmodu Lelamed, Lishmor, Vilasos. It says in the Gemara Maseches Brachos and Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Rav asked Rav Chiya, Nashim b'mai zachin. Rav asked Rav Chiya, how are women zoche? What is this? How can women get merits for themselves? He answered, "Ve'akriye b'nayu lebei kinishta," by calling their sons to the base kinesis, as Rashi explains, that children used to learn in the shul. So when they bring their kids to shul, and bring, in other words, today we call shul school. And also when their husbands are learning in the Beis Medrash, Rashi says, Shesham Shona Mishnah Gemara, V'natrin L'Gavrayu Ada Osi Mibei Rabbanan, and waiting, when they wait for their husbands, Natrin, they wait for their husbands until they come from the Beis Medrash. And Rashi says, they not only do they wait for them, but they give them rishus to learn in a different city. So what's the schus, says the Gemara of Nashim? The schus of the Nashim is when their sons learn, and the schus of the Nashim is when their husbands learn. And they encourage their husbands to go learn, and they wait for their husbands to come back from learning. They give their husbands rishus to go learn. We have to understand this Gemara. What sort of question was Rav asking? Nashim b'mai zachim. Nashim have lots and lots of mitzvahs. What do you mean, what schus do women have? Women have all the mitzvahs los asay. And women have all the mitzvahs asay shalos man grama, like the Mishnah says in Kiddushin. So there's zochah if they're makayim mitzvahs that they have to keep. That's their schus. Mitzvahs asay shalos man grama, non-time bound mitzvahs. And los asay, that's a schus. You can answer this question based on the Gemara in Kiddushin, says Rav Nassim Gishtetner in his Akdama to Nassan Pirio, to Lahoras Nassan, excuse me, on Sefer Bamidbar. It says in the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin that Hashem said to the Jewish people, Bini, my son, Banai, my son's there, Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. I created a Yetzer Hara, and I created a Torah as a spice for the Yetzer Hara. If you learn, then you're not given over to your Yetzer Hara. Shenamar am loim teitiv seis. You elevate yourself above your Yetzer Hara, Rashi says. Then you can, if you learn Torah, you can elevate yourself on your Yetzer Hara. That's ein atem nimsarim biyado. If you learn Torah, then you don't have to worry. Imtate, if you do good, if you learn Torah, then say, so you'll be misnase, you'll elevate yourself, Rashi says, above your Yetzirah. V'imein atem oskim b'Torah, and if you don't learn, atem nimsarim b'yado, you're given over to your Yetzirah, shenemar lepesach atas roveitz, at the entrance, sin waits, crouches, sin crouches at the door. So you can't, the only way to beat your Yetzirah is by learning Torah. Gemara says in Brachos, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, a person should always anger his Yetzer Tov and his Yetzer Hara. If his Yetzer Tov wins, good. And if not, he should learn Torah. So you see that there's a special koach that Torah has to vanquish, to eliminate, to defeat the Yetzer Hara. So now we understand the question. Women are Patur in Talmud Torah, as it says in Kiddushan HaChavtes on the base. So if women aren't chayav in Talmud Torah, how can they beat their Yetzer Hara? Women also have a Yetzer Hara. So it says, Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi Torah Tavlin, the spice for the Yetzer Hara is Torah. If you have Torah, you can beat your Yetzer Hara. If you don't have Torah, you can't beat your Yetzer Hara. So how are women supposed to beat their Yetzer Haras? They're not chayav in Talmud Torah. And that's the kasha that Rav asked Rav Chiya in the Gemara in Brachos. Nashim b'mayka zachin, my zachin, what's the schus of Nashim? How are they going to beat their Yetzirah? Zachin is a lashon of nitzachon, of victory. As it says, in Brachas, in Perak Aleph, Mishnah Hei v'lo zachisi, I wasn't zoche, and Rav Avadim of Bartanura there says, v'lo nitzachti, I wasn't victorious, I didn't win. So Zachin can also be a lashon of nitzachon. Also in Nidan, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, there's a lashon of zchus, of zachanu, which is a lashon of nitzcham, of being victorious, of winning. So that's the question. In Nashim and my Zachin, how are they zocha? How do they beat their Yetzirah? They're not chayv in Talmud Torah. So now we understand the question at least. And answers Reb Chiya, when they help their children and their husbands learn Torah, it's as if they themselves are learning Torah. And this help that they give has the power to save them from the Yetzer Hara, like Limud HaTorah itself. Because a Hechsher Mitzvah is like a mitzvah. Preparing for the mitzvah is like the mitzvah itself. Like the famous Ranan Kedushin, that when a woman accepts her Kedushin, we say Mitzvah Bayosim B'Shluch. It's better to do it herself than to send a Shliach. It's not a mitzvah. She's not commanded to have children. But a woman does have a mitzvah when she has children because she helps her husband. So you see from this, and that's called a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to accept her kedushin because it's also a mitzvah for her to get married because she's going to be able to help her husband have children. Do his mitzvah of having children. So you see that helping someone do a mitzvah is considered like the mitzvah itself. Until we say, Ad kedei kach, mitzvah bayos and mishluch. It's better for him to accept the kedushin herself. Because accepting the kedushin is a mitzvah. Because if she accepts the kedushin, she's going to help her husband fulfill his mitzvah of having children. So you see that helping somebody has the status of a mitzvah itself. In the same way, when the nashim help their husbands learn, when the nashim help their children learn, that's as if they themselves learn, and that's what's going to give them the koach to overpower the Yetzer. That's what Rabbi Chiya answered Rav. And Rabbi Gishtetner Shlita points out so beautifully that this Rabbi Chiya is consistent with another Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya in Maseches Bav Metzia on Pehei Amud Beis, who also says that when you help somebody prepare for a mitzvah, that's like a mitzvah itself. Because it says in the Gemara in Bav Metzia on Pei Amud Beis that Rabbi Chiya said, that Rabbi Chiya was able to save the Torah from being lost in the Jewish people. What did he do? What he did was, he said that he first planted flax. Then, after the flax grows, he said, he made it into nets. Then, he hunted down some deers. Then, he took the meat of the deers and he gave it to orphans. And, from the flesh, from the skin of the deers, he made cloth. He made parchment. And then on this parchment, he wrote Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And then he went to a place where there were no teachers. And he taught the children Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And he taught them Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. And because of that, he ensured that the Torah would not be forgotten in the Jewish people. And that's what Rebbe said, Kama Gedolim Maaseh Chiya, look at how great the things Chiya did is. The great Rebbe Chiya. So the question is, what is Rebbe telling us, Kama Gedolim Maaseh Chiya? How great is what Rebbe Chiya did? It's possible that he did a great thing. He taught the kids Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and he taught the kids Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. So he did a mitzvah, say Doraisa, Vishinantim Lufanecha, Elu Talmidecha, he taught the kids. So we see in the Gemara that Rabbi Chiya teaches the kids Torah, and then afterwards Rabbi exclaims, wow, how great is what Rabbi Chiya did. Of course it's great what he did. We don't need Rabbi for that. So what's Rebbe telling us? What Rebbe's telling us is that Rebbe Chiya could have taught the children Chamisha Chumshei Torah with already prepared Sifrei Torah, could have gone to the local Judaica shop and bought himself a Sefer Torah and taught the kids Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Why didn't he plant the flax and then make nets and then hunt down the deers and then make parchment and then write Chumashim? This takes a lot of time. It takes a few years until everything is done. So he worked for nothing. It takes a lot of time, and it's Bittul Torah, better in this time. Instead of hunting down deers, he should just sit and learn. So why did Rabbi Chiya do what he did? The answer is because Rabbi Chiya was of the opinion that when you prepare for a mitzvah, when you prepare for Talmud Torah, that is like the mitzvah of actually learning Torah. Like the Maharsha says there, that Rav Huna, that Rav Chiya wanted that all of his ma'isim should be l'shem shamayim. And if he would have bought an animal, if he would have bought the klaf, if he would have let somebody else be involved, maybe not everything would have been done completely l'shem shamayim. So he took the business into his own hands, this great Rabbi Chiya. And he said, I want to make sure to do everything l'shem shamayim. Because the preparation for the mitzvah, even the planting of the flax, even the hunting down of the deers, that was all part and parcel of the mitzvah. Because the preparation for the mitzvah is like the mitzvah itself. And therefore it's worth all the toil of preparing, of planting the flax, and writing the Sifrei Torah himself. Everything should be done perfectly l'shem shamayim. And it's not bittul Torah, it's kiyum Torah. Because when you prepare for a mitzvah, it's like doing the mitzvah. And that's why Rabbi Chiya felt that it was so important for him to do all the avodah himself, all the preparations, in order that everything, all the preparations be done l'shem shamayim. And Rabbi Chiya was of the opinion, Rabbi Chiya maintained that the hachana l'mitzvah is like the mitzvah itself. In the same way we saw beforehand about women, that about women it says that Rabbi Chiya says that when they help their husbands, when they prepare their husbands and their children for the learning, the siyua, the helping for, to fulfill the mitzvah, has the status of the mitzvah itself, and that way women are able to overcome the yetzaharas. And sweetest friends, that's what Rabbi Chiya meant. That's what Rabbi meant when he said, Kama gedolin ma'asei Chiya. How great is it what Chiya did, the deeds of Chiya. Because the maisim that he did, not only that he taught them Torah, of course that's wonderful, that we could figure out on our own, but that he did all the preparations on his own, that he thought it was important enough that he should do it himself, from there you see, Kama Gedolin Ma'asei Chiya. Now the Maharsha that we mentioned earlier says that Rabbi Chiya wanted that everything should be done, all the teaching Torah to the Jewish children, everything should be done from the very beginning, l'shem shamayim. So the question is that we know that normally when you learn Torah, it has to be l'shem shamayim. It says in the Rosh and the Dharam and Samach Beis, "Asei dvarim l'shem pe'olam l'shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shepol akol l'man neyu." V'daber v'hem l'shman, kol diburecha u'masecha v'divrei Torah yeh l'shem ha-Torah, k'gon leida u'lahavim u'lhosif lekach u'pilpo v'lolekanta l'zgos. So the Rosh says everything should be done for Hashem. And we should learn in order to know more Torah and to understand more deeply and not to start fights and not to disprove other people. So you see, it's definitely true. Torah should be l'shem shemayim. The Maharsha is right. However, it's a little bit far-fetched when you plant the pishtan, when you hunt down the deers, so that's a few steps removed from the actual Talmud Torah. So he wanted all the acts of Talmud Torah for the Jewish children should be l'shem shamayim. So that's very nice, but make it close to the actual Talmud Torah. But when you're talking about planting the flax and hunting down the deers, and that's a little bit distant from the actual Talmud Torah. We have a rule in the Gemara, in Chulin, that Koach Sheni, if it's not the first force, if it's a force that generates another force, it's a step removed. So that's Giri Ba'alma, it's not considered his own, it's Grumma Da'alma. It's only a Grumma, it's not considered Gira Delay his own arrows like the first force. Or the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Yuches, Kocho, the Koach Kocho, there's a difference between your actual force and the force of your force. Or the Gemara Nevada Zar and Daf Yudalid, that were Makbaran Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michsho, you're now to put a stumbling block in front of the blind. But Lifnei de Lifnei, if it's a step removed, then it's not us. We're not commanded about that. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Kufchav, Asiyahu Da'asur Gram Ashari. Talk about erasing Shem Hashem. The Dafka the Asiyah, the direct action is Asur, but the Gram is Mutter. So you see from all these Gemaras that Gram, and certainly here, where it's so many steps removed, isn't the same. Isn't like the original force. So why was he so makbid that the Gram is such a far away force, should be L'Shem Shemayim? So Gishtetner says that you have to make a very fundamental distinction. When do we say that there's a difference between Grumma Krova and Grumma Rechoka? When it's a direct cause, an indirect cause, an indirect should the indirect cause. We only make this chiluk when we're talking about something physical, something dependent on our actions. So since it's so far away, since it's only Koach Sheni, it's only Koach Kocho, it's indirect. So that doesn't relate back to the person. Because the more the physical act is far away from the person, the less it relates to him. So if it's directly his force, then that's related back to him. But if it's not, then that's not related back to him anymore. That's only when you talk about physical actions. However, let's say you talk about machshav, about thought. We're in the realm of the spirit. In the realm of the spirit, there's no space, there's no distance. So, that's the koach of machshava. So machshava, no matter how far away it is from maisa, is really close to maisa, because machshava, you can't talk about distance. Machshava is something spiritual. In spirituality, there is no distance. You could be, for example, physically, in order to be close to somebody in another country, you have to get in an airplane, you have to fly 10 hours. But let's say you want to be emotionally close to them, want to be spiritually close to them, so you can feel it in your heart, wherever you are, wherever the other person is. You can feel an emotional attachment. Because in the realm of the spirit, there is no space, there is no distance. You can create a connection, if you want, in a moment. So in the same way, when you have a proper machshava, like Rabbi Chiya did, he had a proper machshava for Talmud Torah, it doesn't matter how far away, it wasn't the actual action that he did alone. It was the action that he did with the proper machshava. And this machshava made each maisa that he did, this l'shem shamayim. See, we're talking about doing a mitzvah l'shem shamayim. So this mitzvah that he did l'shem shamayim, of preparing all of the skins, all of the parchment for a Talmud Torah, that eventually he could teach the children, that directly relates to the mitzvah, because that's in the realm of thought. And that's why if somebody gives his friend a bad eitzah, if somebody gives his friend bad advice, he's over on a lo saseh of lifnei iver lo sitein michsho. Now when you give somebody bad advice, that's grumma de grumma. You gave him advice, and then he did what he did, and then something came as a result of that. So that's too far away. Why should a person be over on an isur d'oraisa? The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that we're not commanded on lifnei de lifnei, only on lifnei iver, but not if it's a step removed. So eitzah hogenis is ain't it sheno hogenis is a step removed. You just told him something. You didn't even do anything to him. You just told him. and then he's going to do, and then something's going to happen as a result of the fact that he did. So that's a little bit far removed. So that's only, when do we say we're not makbid on lifnei de lifnei? When you do something, an action, then if it's a step removed from the actual aveira, it's mutter. But when a person gives bad advice, there the ikar aveira is in the heart. B'machshava, on one's thought. We know that the mouth is the kumus halev, is the pen of the heart. That's what the mouth is. And therefore, even if you cause your friend damage with an eitzah she'eino hogenes, even though it might be so far removed from the ultimate harm that befell him, it doesn't matter, because the person had a pasul machshava. And this is like what Chazal say. We quoted earlier, Nashim b'mayzachin d'natrim l'gavrayu ad ha'asim b'bei rabbanan, that the women, in what way are they zocha? They wait for their husbands when they come from the Beis Medrash. So Rashi explains, natrim, they wait. But we can also explain, natrim is to guard. Because the aviv shamar es hadavar, the targum is to wait. The targum is natrim. So natrim can be to wait. Natrim can also be to guard. Natar. To guard. Like in a Ture Karta. The guarders of the gate. So what's the guarding? Guarding is that the women watch over their husbands. Not only do they wait for their husbands to come home from the Beis Medrash, but they guard them. They make sure that they're not lazy. And then she's zocha when she encourages her husband to learn. In fact, the Kloisenberger Rebbe says in the Shefachayim that women get a much bigger mitzvah of Talmud Torah than men do. Why? Because men only get a mitzvah when they're actually learning. So if they're in the Beis Medrash for 2 hours and they're learning for an hour and 15 minutes, they get an hour and 15 minutes of the mitzvah. But the 45 minutes they're wasting, they don't get schar. But the woman, she sent her husband to learn for 2 hours. So she gets 2 hours of schar. It's not her fault that he was lazy. So a woman gets greater schar. And the more she's shomer, not yin l'gavar, they guard their husband, they make sure that their husbands go learn, the greater the schar. And now we can understand the pasuk, lo tov ha'yosei odom levado esa lo ezer kenegdo. It is not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helpmate. If the woman helps him, Chazal say, then zocha, he's zocha. If the woman doesn't help him, then he's kenegdo. So that's ezer kenegdo. If he's zocha, she's an ezer. If he's not zocha, she's kenegdo. So l'chora, this Chazal doesn't make sense, because they're twisting the pasuk, they're distorting the pasuk. It seems pasuk is saying something positive. She will be a helpmate opposite him. And Chazal say, no. If he's lucky, she'll be a helpmate. Zocha ezer. Lo zocha, she'll be opposite him. Pasuk doesn't say anything about being opposite him. The pasuk is talking about her being a helpmate, not being opposite him. And the answer is, the Mefarshim say, that it really, it's all talking about the schus of the husband. It really is a helpmate opposite him. But there are two ways of being a helpmate. Sometimes she can be a helpmate when he wants to go learn and she waits for him anxiously, and he doesn't need her encouragement. She just waits for him. She has dinner waiting when he comes home. That's one type of helpmate. But if he's not, that's if he's zocha and he wants to learn on his own. If he's lo zocha, that if he's not self-motivated, then kenegdo, she'll be opposite him. Meaning she'll help him by being opposite him. She'll be shamar. She'll be natrin l'gavrayu. She'll encourage him to go learn. So that's the zocha ezer. If he's zocha, that he's a tzaddik, he wants to learn on his own, she'll help him. She'll wait for him. Lo zocha, if he's not zocha because he doesn't want to learn, then she'll help him in a different way. It's also helping him. By being kenegdo. By being the opposite. By saying, hey, dude, you're lazy. So we see here that women have a tremendous chus in the Talmud Torah, even though it's only a hachana l'mitzvah. Even if it's only a hechsher l'mitzvah, it doesn't matter. Women have a chelek in the Torah of their husbands, and the Etzem, there would be no Torah, in Klal Yisrael, if not for the Nashim Sitkanios, who allow their husbands to learn, who encourage their husbands to learn, and this is a great source of merit for the Nishos Klal Yisrael, that there is such a thing in Klal Yisrael, such as Torah. And that's something that we all have to remember. Because if not for girls, I always say there'd be no boys. First they give birth to the men, and then they help the men learn Torah, and the women have the women's tafkid, and the men have the men's tafkid. And we shouldn't get the tafkidim mixed up. Of course, if a woman learns, the Rambam says she also gets schar, but generally that's not her primary tafkid in life, although there are women who are mechanchos, and we also need mechanchos specifically for women. It's always better for women to be mechanchos of women, for tznius reasons, and for other reasons. So, not in any way negating the chelek women have in the Torah itself, but certainly, without women, there'd be no Gedolei Yisrael. There's a famous story of the Chafetz Chaim, that when the Chafetz Chaim's mother was bringing the Chafetz Chaim to measure his suit for his wedding, and the tailor said, he gave him a bracha, you're getting married, and he gave him a bracha that he should be rich. So the Chafetz Chaim's mother screamed, and she said, don't curse my son. She didn't want him to be rich, she wanted him to be a Talmud Chacham. So with women like that who scream when you curse their son with riches, that's why we got the Chafetz Chaim to the world, and that's why we have all the tzaddikim throughout all the doros. It's because of the mother. Rav Huttner describes so beautifully how when he was a little boy, he was 10 years old, I think, he was making a siyum on Bava Kama, and his mother had a beautiful new dress that she had bought, and he thought she was going to wear it for Yantiv, and she said, no, it's not for Yantiv, it's for your siyum, and he remembered for the rest of his life, with such nostalgia, such warm feelings, how his mother placed such an importance, was so proud of him when he finished his Bava Kama. And Rav Dessler tells about how he would wake up early in the morning and his mother would prepare the hot drinks and the cupcakes and the cookies and all the goodies, and that's what made Rav Dessler want to get out of bed to learn. So, just a few examples of Nashim Sitkanios throughout the Doros who inspired their children to learn Torah. And again, in that schus we have Torah, in the schus of people like Rabbi Chiya, who prepared the skins, who did all the hachanas l'shem shemayim. So women also have to be careful that all their kavanas should be l'shem shemayim. And not that I can just brag to my friends, but that my child should give nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if a woman has that attitude, so she walks around with a smile on her face all day, and somebody says, what are you so happy about? She says, my son's in school now, he's learning Torah. That's why I'm so happy, every second, as we speak. My son is learning, my husband's going to come home from the office tonight, he's going to learn. And, as I'll say, this women get greater schar than men, brachas yud zayin. Says there that, gadola haftacha shevticha nashim, more than gvarim. So in some ways the women have a greater matrega than the men. So we should all be zoche to appreciate the chelek of women, and women themselves should be zoche to appreciate their own chelek. And a man learns, if he's lucky, 2 hours a day, 3 hours a day, and a woman can learn 20 hours a day. She has 6, 7 children, a few of them are in yeshiva, she has a husband, so all together they could be learning 20 hours a day. So a woman's getting 20 hours of schar a day. And then she waits for them, and she packs lunch for them, and she thinks about them, and she davens for them, and she sheds some tears at Hadlakas Neros. So that, sweetest friends, is the schus of Klal Yisrael, schus of the Nashim Sitkanios, and as Chazal say, b'schusam nigalnu mitzrayim, u'b'schusam nigoel, and the schus of Nashim Sitkanios, we're going to see the final redemption. Mehera v'yameinu, amen v'yameinu. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.